This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is going to be an economic humdinger this week is. Wednesday, Jay Powell and the gang at the Federal Reserve are going to let us know how much they are going to bump interest rates this time. Conventional wisdom says 0.75 percentage point. Friday is going to bring us June numbers on personal income and personal spending. Also Friday, PCE, personal consumption expenditures, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. And Thursday, Thursday, we get what some consider the most important piece of economic data out there, gross domestic product. All of this is happening, of course, as the word recession is on everybody's lips. And while GDP can give us some clues about how the economy is doing, there is also a whole lot it cannot tell us. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us started.
There's one thing this week's GDP report will not tell us.
GDP alone is not how you determine a recession.
That's Austin Clements at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. He says the National Bureau of Economic Research, which determines when recessions begin and end, takes a much broader view of the economy. And right now, the picture is cloudy.
We have high inflation, but we also have a very strong job market. We have, it looks like, negative GDP growth, but also still pretty robust consumer spending.
That strong job market is a huge factor in whether people feel comfortable spending. And not only has the economy been adding jobs, there are still over 11.25 million unfilled positions out there. Economist Megan Green is a senior fellow at Brown University.
So there's a lot of room for people to jump back into work, and none of that is showing up in the headline figures for GDP.
GDP can also be distorted by volatile parts of the economy. For instance, businesses built up record amounts of inventories over the last two quarters. Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says it's unlikely that companies will keep building inventories at that pace.
And so even as we see companies continue to replenish their stocks, the fact that they're doing so at a slower pace equates to a drag in terms of the overall rate at which output is expanding.
Bottom line, it's possible that Thursday's GDP report will show the economy is contracting. But if that happens, take it with a huge grain of salt. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.